Continuing with the news, planning proposals cause concern in Mulbarton, and three projects benefit from a cooperative fund. But to start, the aftermath of the recent shooting in Norwich.
Police street surgeries held in Norwich after murder and a shooting have been hailed as success. Officers organised a string of community drop-in events following the shooting of a teenager in a park off Adelaide Street and the killing of David Hastings in Norwich's Rose Lane car park. Street surgeries have been taking place all week, including in West End Street, Distillery Square and the M&S Food Hall in the city centre. And on Friday, officers were at Norwich Market between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. Sergeant Mark Shepherd from the Norwich East Safer Neighbourhood Team said, "What we find is that some of the community don't bother contacting us, so we're doing street surgeries where people can come and speak to us so they can get to know the team and know who to contact. We looked at what we can do better. The public feel they don't know who to contact, so we're saying come and see us. When you're in a police station, they won't call in, but when you're out, they want to come and speak to you, which is good." Sergeant Shepherd says there had been a good response, with a number of people coming to speak to officers, particularly about concerns over drugs. He said the street surgeries were something that they hoped to roll out further in a bid to open up a dialogue with the public that gave them reassurance and potentially, police, key information.
Three Norfolk and Suffolk projects will share more than £3,000 in the latest payout from a cooperative fund. Brundle Allotment Association has been given more than £2,000 in the funds from Central England Cooperative's Community Dividend Fund. They'll use the cash to buy a range of machinery for their community allotments, such as litter pickers, rakes and hedge cutters. The Wellbeing Day Centre in Lowestoft will use £700 to help support a vital project to make a sensory garden accessible in all weathers to residents with dementia. Another £465 will be given to Dursingham Village Centre to pay for new furniture. It came as part of a total of £43,000 handed out to 40 causes across 16 counties. Brad Tuckfield, Brundle store manager, said he was delighted to see the courses rewarded. Grants of between £100 and £5,000 are handed out every 3 months to a wide range of applicants.
A residents group say they have grave concerns over plans for up to 170 new homes in their village, over fears the site has previously been used for burying infected cows. Glavin Hill Strategic Land has submitted an outline application for a site east of Norwich Road in Mulbarton, which would also see a new doctor's surgery, pharmacy and village green areas. However, the application, which is up for decision later in the year, has received more than 245 objections from the public. Among these, the Mulbarton Residents Group has raised fears that the land touted for development had in the past been used as a foot-and-mouth burial site. In a letter to the project's case officer, the group said, "We have been made aware by local residents that the proposed land for this planning application has historically been used as a site for burying the carcasses of cattle infected with foot-and-mouth disease. This is causing grave concern to the potential effect of this should the field ever be built on. The concerns have prompted South Norfolk Council to investigate whether this is in fact the case."